Shalom Aleichem, Sevita's friends. We are continuing our previous shiur. This is the fourth shiur b'siyata d'shmaya. And the Yesod HaDvorim is that we've been fleshing out b'siyata d'shmaya is that the hanhagas, the nihugim of a mitzvah, are nihugi aveus. And it's an aveilus copy of the nega. That a person wants to be mitnatek, he wants to detach himself, show that he's displeased, he's not bishleimus, he's not bishalom with this nega. Or according to the Rambam, we saw that he's mitnatek, he wants to show that he's mitnatek mipnei adam because of the nega. But it's a din in the nega because he has this tuma, this nega, which makes him tame, he wants to be mitnatek. But it's not a din in the gavra. In other words, these nihugim are klape the nega, not klape the gavra. And again, we expanded on that. Now this is just the tamsis hadvarim that I mentioned. And now we are going to, as I like to say, take the ball and run with it. Achshav v'shar lefaresh et harambam. Rambam beperek yud, halacha vav, mehilchot tumot tzarat, tumat tzarat. There's so many prakim in hilchot tumot tzarat. There's only 1 week, you know, to learn if a person's learning parsha. A person's learning stam rambams, he's got his whole life, but there are a lot of rambams. It's so geschmack to learn hilchot tumot tzarat, it's amazing. Alright. So the Rambam perek yud, mehilchot tumot tzarat, halacha vav writes that a kohen gadol does kriya, what we call the Torah calls prima, and priya, that he rips his clothing and he lets his hair grow long. Why? A kohen gadol is asur ba'avelus. We said there's a din avelus. And a kohen gadol is asur ba'avelus. And the answer is that the essay of priya, prima, and priya those essays are doiche. The lois say of not being noeg, avelus. Ayein sham b'divrei harambam. Vezeh tamua. Lama tzich lagia lezeh. Yesh lanu sugiya b'mesechet moed katan. B'daf yudalid amud beis. At the end of yudalid amud beis, and also in the Torah's Kohanim that we quoted in the first year, where we learn from a pasuk, that this din applies to the Kohen Gadol. So why does the Rambam have to come out to Esei Doicha Lois to say that the Kohen Gadol is knowing Nihugi Havelus of Priya and Prima when we have a Pasuk? We have to come out to Esei Doicha Lois to be Yoser. Now it's a chim lavin mashi koseba Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos in Essen 112, Kuf Yud Beis, the Makor. That it says here is a Mitzvos essay, the Priya and the Prima is a Mitzvos essay, because we dash in a Taras Kohanim that the Kohen Gadol is Koreo Poireya. And that's only because essay doicha lois essay. So from this you see that it's an essay. From the fact that the Kohen Gadol does it, so it must be that it's an essay. But what's the raya? It's a din, it's a yafusa from the pasuk on the Kohen Gadol that he has to do kriya, and he doesn't have an iser b'mitzayra. So what's the raya that it's an essay? All the pasuk says is that he has to do it, but who says that it's a mitzvah essay? He doesn't have an iser and he should do the kriya. But it doesn't necessarily mean that it's enumerated as a mitzvah essay and that we say essay derech alois essay. It could be he has to do it and it's not a mitzvah essay. No, the Rambam proves that it's one of the 613 mitzvahs from the fact that the Kohen Gadol does it. Keren Eure Besuge Bemoit Kotten, Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perla and the Rasages and Kuf Peites, the Menchas Baruch Sim and Ein Ches Veoid Veoid. We have a Yalfusa from the Pasuk, he has to do it. Ma Raya Mizeshu Esse. Rabbi Yerucham Fischer Perla Osifla Tmoa. If the whole Raya that it's a Mitzvah Esse is from the Brides of Teres Koyhanim, from the Pasuk, so Adarab it's Raya Lehefech, that if it's really a Mitzvah Esse, then we don't need a Rabusa. Typically, the balafach chayvu meyadina kol shalase derech loitzase. If it's really a mitzvah essay, then you don't need a special pasuk l'raboisai. Why don't need a ribui in the pasuk? A chiddush in the pasuk, a diuk in the pasuk, l'rabois kohen gadol. Why don't we just say he's chayv anyway from the general din of essay derech loitzase? And therefore you can't be mechayev the Kohen Gadol unless you have a yitur from the Pasuk. If it's really an essay, then what do you have to come on to the yitur and the Pasuk for? If it's an essay, say essay derech loitzase, that's why he's chayev. The fact that we don't say, the Gemara doesn't say he's chayev at essay derech loitzase, it must be that it's not an essay, and he's only chayev miyitur adikra. He's only chayiv because we have a diuk in the pasuk. And it says, "Vatzavosh shavu anegas l'rabbis kohen gadol." But it's not a mitzvah essay. If it's a mitzvah essay, we'd say essay derech loitzase essay. We don't say essay derech loitzase essay. So it must be that it's not an essay, and you just learn it from the ribui in the pasuk. Kach hiksha arav perla. As lefi dvarenu afshar lomar kach. That the din kri of an ovel is not menatorah. That an ovel doesn't have to rip his clothing from the standpoint of the Torah. Because otherwise, eich asur b'zeh ha-kohen gadol, v'neimu b'zeh esei doich ha-loisaseh. Shem shkos v'ramam l'gabi kohen gadol mitzorah. One second. If din kri of ovel is menatorah, then a Kohen Gadol wouldn't be us, we'd say, Asei Doich Eloise said, it must be that it's not a mitzvah in a Torah. If it was really in a Torah, then we would say, like the Rambam, like the Rambam says about a mitzvah, that Asei Doich Eloise said. So don't we say here, Asei Doich Eloise said? The answer is, it must not be in a Torah, the Kriya Seva, Ovel. However, we can answer, based on what we see in the Sugan, what Kun 14b over there, that we reference that a Kohen Gadol ain bo kriya uprima upriya mishim shu kiregel, that a Kohen Gadol doesn't rip his clothing and let his hair grow if he's an avil, because it's like a regel, because for him it's always a regel. Keranoir already explained that even though we see from the Rambam in Hilchos Avil 7:6 that a Kohen Gadol kol din avil slav chutz me kriya uprima, nevertheless, he has noig all dini avelus, except for those two. Nevertheless, legabe kriya or priya, it's karegel. Dafka legabe kriya and priya, it's karegel. Legabe other things, it's not. And he's noig. In other words, ein ze yisur be'alma. Yel she legabe zeh nevelei to mechai v'to. Kishem shekenu b'regel, legabe ikil din avelus shenu b'regel. So in other words, it's not pshat that any kriya is aser. Any prima is aser. No. But just regarding this, his avelus is not mechayvim. He's avil. He's chayv and avelus. But legabe kriya and prima and priya, ripping his clothing and letting his hair grow, his avelus is not mechayvim him. Just like a regel, there's no avelus b'chlal. And here there is avelus, but the avelus is in mechayivim, in kriya and priya. V'zeh nechlal b'chlal ma she'ne'amar b'torah she'lo yikra v'lo yifra. That's included in what the Torah says about the Kohen Gadol. When he becomes when a relative dies, he shouldn't do kriya, he shouldn't do priya. Shelo rak isur yesh bedavar. It's not only an isur, there's a hafkoe. He's completely mufka, he's completely not shayich to kriya and priya. And those two things. And if so, so you can't say, esei derech eloise say, as the Keren Eirah had gefrek. Why? שהרי כאן נתבאר להדיה בפסוק שאצל כהן גדול אין זה בכלל דיני אבילוסוי ואין כאן כל אסי. What do you mean אסי דרך אלוהי אסי? There's no אסי. He's מופקה from this לגמרי. So what do you mean אסי דרך אלוהי אסי? There's no אסי. So that's why there's no raya that the Kriya of an Abel is not min haTorah. Maybe it is min haTorah, which is the Kohen Gadol is mufka. We can't say Etzei Teuch Eloi Sasei because the Kohen Gadol is mufka from it, but it really it is min haTorah, maybe min haTorah. Vim kein, if shalom al kach. Sheba Kohen Gadol mitzoyra shekan nitba'er ikar ha-pasuk eino yitur lehedya al chiyuvu shel ha-Kohen Gadol. That by a Kohen Gadol Mitzoyra, that as we explained in a previous shir, the Yikar Pasuk is not a Yitur Lehedya Al Chiyuv Shel a Kohen Gadol. The Yikar Pasuk is telling you that it's a din in the Nega. Because Nega is Mechayiv, that a person distance himself, detach himself from it. And Memela, we said that's why the Kohen Gadol is Chayiv, because if it was a din on the Gavra, and the Kohen Gadol wouldn't be chayav, just like he's pater medini avelus. He's pater from pri and prima legabe avelus. He's also pater here. That's because there it's a din on the gavra, but here it's not a din on the gavra. Here it's a din on the nega. If someone has this nega, then the nega is machayev that he mitnatek. Ram says mitnatek mibnei adam. So, and that's again learned from Vatsarua Shirboa Nega. The Gemara Moed Katan we learn from Vatsarua, the Torah Kwanim we learn from Vatsarua Shirboa Nega, but it's really the same drasha. Because the Rambam brings the drasha of the Kar Torah Kohanim, why doesn't he bring the drasha of our Gemara, Moed Katan? So he holds it's the same drasha. Chad, the Gemara's drasha is the same as Torah Kohanim's drasha. So the point is, that it's not a special yitur on the chiyuv of the Kohen Gadol. It's just saying that there's a din in the nega. There's a din in the nega that's mechayiv of these hanhagis. But it's not because of the avelus of the gavra. Shekanal ne'amar bazeh rak sheyisod ha-din eino mechamat avelut ha-gavra. Ela, mechamat din ha-nega. Shememele yeshno bazeh ha-Kohen Gadol. Kishem sheyeshno hu b'chol dine ha-nega. אם כן כיוון דלא מייצר הקרוע לרבוס כהן גדול. הרי מה שאמרה הברייתא, דמזה ילפין את שחייב בזה גם הכהן גדול, אף בדעקת יש בזה את האיסור לאו, של כהן גדול שלא יקרא ולא יפרע, אין זה לבצירוף דברי הרמב״ם. דהיינו כך, that the yesod of the din of, is not because of avelus of the person, but rather because of the din nega. It's not because of the avelus of the person. It's because of the din nega. And memela, the Kohen Gadol is included in it, just like he's included in all dinei nega. All the other dinim of the nega apply to him, so he also has to priya and prima. So if so, we don't have a special pasuk l'chabis Kohen Gadol. So that the Braisa says that we learn from this. We learn from the pasuk of Atzarua Shavua Nega, Shemizel Omdim, Shechayev Beze Gama Kohen Gadol, Afal Pi, Shedain Yesh Beze Tisur Halav, Shel Kohen Gadol Shlo Yikar Velo Yifra. So when the Braisa said that from this we learn that the Kohen Gadol is Chayev, even though the Kohen Gadol still has a lav of Avelus of Kriya and Priya. So that's only when you combine the Rambam, שאחרי שמריבוי הדקרא ישנו הדין אצל הכהן גדול, ושלא כאבלוס דאלמא, since we have this chiddush in the pasuk, this din applies to the Kohen Gadol. Unlike regular avelus, הרי ממילא אין האיסור מעקב כיוון שאסי דרך הלא יססי. So ממילא the איסור isn't מעקב because the אסי is דרך הלא יססי, not to the Rambam is told in אסי דרך הלא יססי. And therefore you see from this that it's really an אסי. No, if we don't have an explicit limit on the Kohen Gadol, if we don't have an explicit limit on the Kohen Gadol, then how's he allowed to be knowing this new Gavelis? It should still be Usur. So the Usur is taka still in place. But yet the Kohen Gadol still does it. So therefore that's why the Rambam comes in and says that it's an essay Dechalois essay. So it must be an essay. If we would have an explicit limit that it applies to the Kohen Gadol, then we would have to come on to essay Dechalois essay. Because the Pasuk tells us explicitly that it applies to the Kohen Gadol. But since we don't have a limud that is explicitly referring to the Kohen Gadol, so that means the Lois HaSei is still in place. And if the Lois HaSei is still in place, then how can we have a limud that alludes to the fact that a Kohen Gadol has to do it? So you have to come on to the Rambam Zesei Tech Lois HaSei. So really, Varen for Dalakasha, so really is an Esei Tech Lois HaSei. And we had to come on to the Esei Tech Lois HaSei because we don't have an explicit pasuk telling us the Kohen Gadol has to do it. So then the Isser of Kriya and Priya still applies to the Kohen Gadol. So if the Isser applies, then how do we have this Libwe in the Pasuk that he still must do it, the Kriya and the Priya? So the answer is because of Esse Decha Loise Say. So, and again, why is he Chayib? Like we explained earlier, because it's not a Din on the Gavri. Din on the Gavri wouldn't have to do it. But it's a Din Machmas Din Hanega. Like he has all Dine Hanega. And in Mele, the Kohen Gadol is Chayiv, Al Tzasei Dech Eloise Sei, Va'ose Shapir Heitev, Divrei HaRambam. Nu, Morev HaRaboisei, יש לנו עוד הרבה הרבה, יש לנו עוד דרך בעזרת השם. אנחנו נראה נפלאות, we have so much to look forward to, so please stay tuned. And this was SG, Super Geschmack, and I'm looking forward to continuing, ולראות עוד נפלאות, ואני מודה לכם מאוד שהאזנתם, ואם משהו היה לא מובן, if something was not clear, so it would be a pleasure if you could contact me and I could try to explain better. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.